the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, all week long, we've taken our first reading from the book of the prophet Daniel, which I can describe to you in greater detail than I can describe to the grade school students who I spoke to earlier in the week. So let's take a closer look. Much of the book of the prophet Daniel is apocalyptic literature. And apocalyptic literature is a style of writing which makes its point by deliberately using symbolism, which seems strange to us because we don't understand the symbols, but it was wildly popular in the time of Jesus for about 500 years in the ancient world, from about 300 BC to about 200 AD when it was written. And so Daniel, in our first reading, he's talking to the Jewish people who are undergoing a time of persecution, and he wants to console them. And he consoles them with two visions. He looks to the past, and he looks to the future. In looking to the past, he says there were four terrible kingdoms that ruled the Israelite people. These were the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans. And these are the ones that are symbolized by these four horrible creatures: the winged lion, the winged leopard, the bear with three tusks, the beast with 10 horns, and they all passed away. And then he looks to the future in words which I hope sound familiar to you. He says, "Then I saw one like a son of man riding on the clouds of heaven. To him were given dominion, power, honor, and kingship. His kingship will never pass away." Words which Jesus himself spoke to the Sanhedrin when he was on trial on Holy Thursday. And the message of Daniel to the people was, be of good cheer. The power of the evil in the world passes away and God will reign. But if there's a message to you and to me, now this is something you want to pray about. We're already living in the time in which Daniel spoke. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and all we have to wait for is Christ to come again. Not only do we believe that God will reign, we believe that God already does reign. And keeping that in mind is a tremendous source of quiet inner joy. Now I know, it seems like God is very weak, and it seems like evil is very strong, and it's always been that way. It was like that when little David took on mighty Goliath. It was like that when little baby Jesus was threatened by mighty King Herod. It was like that when Daniel was facing the lions in the lion's den. It was like that when the apostles faced the might of the Roman Empire. God seems very, very weak, and evil seems very, very strong. And I'm not saying there aren't things to suffer. But one thing to remember is that evil carries with it the power of its own destruction, and that God's strength, even though silent, even though hidden, is invincible. One of my favorite images to describe this, I think I've told you before, out west, where I like to go if I ever get a break, I like to go hiking high in the mountains. High up above the tree line on what's probably my favorite trail in the whole world is a valley. And once upon a time in that valley, there was a terrible rock slide and huge boulders, huge, I mean the size of your living room boulders, strewn all across the valley. And there's this one boulder, very dramatic, split in half with a tree growing out of the middle. And you stop and you think about how that happened. Well, somewhere in that rock there was a little tiny fissure, and somewhere in that fissure somehow was dropped a seed. Maybe it was dropped by a bird, maybe it came blowing in the wind. But once that seed took root, the might of the boulder was finished. Such is the power of God against the power of evil. That's the image that Jesus uses here in the gospel when he says, you know, take a lesson from the fig tree. If you want to know why Jesus always references a fig tree bears fruit after Passover, and so too is Christ. He will suffer, he will die, he will rise. And when he's risen, and we are living in the last age, the Holy Spirit having been sent, waiting only for Christ now to come again, the power of evil has been broken because the seed of goodness has been planted. You and I need to learn how to have faith and be of good cheer in this broken world. Now, there's a lot of people out there, they make their whole living preying on your dread and fear with the broken world. These are often political writers and podcasters and bloggers. If it wasn't for dread and fear, they'd be broke, right? Because that's how they earn their supper. We're not like that. Do not look at this world with dread and fear. We have faith. We know something has happened. Now, Jesus told us this, as he said to his apostles the night before he died. You will have trouble in this world. I'm not going to deny that. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Let's learn a lesson from Daniel, learn a lesson from the fig tree, and learn a lesson from Christ our Lord to put that faith into practice. Amen.